I remember when I first started modeling, being aware that some models seem to do it more or less on a full-time basis, if not in fact in a full-time basis. And I used to think, oh goodness, my body would never be able to do that, and my brain would never be able to engage with that. It's the opposite of what I do in some ways, in that there is movement, there's always movement, but it's a still movement. There is expression, or there is the chance to inhabit something that's greater than just the pose that you're accomplishing, but it's not movement, it's not dance. And I used to think, how can their bodies do it? How can they be so still for so long, day after day, for so many hours? And in fact, I'm doing it at the moment, and sometimes it feels like not hard work at all, and it's a pleasure because tutors or the students are very appreciative of what you do, and because you feel like you can come in as a fellow artist and contribute to their creative work. And other times it is hard, and it's physically sort of damaging, and it's psychologically difficult to engage with and maintain. And one's thinking, God, why am I doing this? Our bodies are designed to move. Our bodies are not designed to be still. We're still when we need to be still, and when we rest, and when we sleep. But we're designed to move. So it is true that I always say that I don't mind modeling, that if I wake up in the morning and I know I'm modeling today, there's no stress involved, there's no anxiety, there's no how is my body feeling, and like if I was dancing, how is my body feeling, or I'm in pain, or will I get injured, or is it I'm too tired, or I'm bruised, or I'm teaching, I have never met the students, am I ready, am I prepared, do I have the music? When I come to model, I need to bring myself. I need to, if anything, I need to make sure that I've been sleeping enough and I can remain awake and alert during the period of modeling. That's probably the only thing that I need to worry about. But it's a relaxing environment, mostly. Again, sometimes physically it can be very challenging, but there's no stress. There's usually no stress, so I don't mind modeling, and sometimes it's a great pleasure. But I don't love modeling. I love dance. It's maybe one feels that their sort of creative potential, that one's ideas and are not really being stretched. And utilize as much as they could. So I don't know. I feel like I can't think, say, of the word passion in association to modeling. It's okay. It's okay. And sometimes it's a pleasure, and other times I might be a little bit grumpy or a little bit annoyed when people really sort of can't quite grasp what the job entails. When people aren't appreciative of how difficult it can be. And I'm not sure that everyone could do the work from a physical perspective, from a sort of a mental perspective as well, and from an artistic viewpoint either, because maybe one wants and needs to have great awareness of their body. Of their muscle, of their skin, of an energy that can be expressed. So yes, you are an artist, and you have to be a creative one and a strong one physically and mentally. So yeah, sometimes I think when that's not appreciated, it's then shit. It's when it's not nice at all, and you think, goodness, I'm giving my body and my and my skill to people who can't even appreciate that. But yes, modeling, it's okay. It's okay.